Grace to you and peace from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ is risen. Alleluia. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. You may be seated. Darkness has been a powerful image in the human experience down through the ages. The encroachment of darkness has been personified as a kind of force unto itself, as if darkness were acting with some kind of evil human intention. Consider this excerpt from a book with the ominous title, Swallowed by Darkness. Deku's world was swallowed by darkness. He felt alone, cold, afraid. He looked around the void. He fell in nothing, not a single light. The only sound that echoed was his breath in time with the metronome that was his heartbeat. It's unnerving, compelling, intriguing, frightening, all at the same time. We can easily place ourselves in such a moment, and the author is by no means alone in such portrayal. In the book Tom Sawyer, Mark Twain wrote, "Beyond the light of the fire, everything was swallowed up in the blackness of darkness." Even in the Psalms, we find this compelling personification. In Psalm 139, King David describes the human temptation to assert, "Surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me shall be night." And finally this, from a contemporary blogger by the name of Marianne Bernard, she applies the imagery to the state of our culture. She writes, "These days of evil are growing worse as the light of truth is nowhere to be found. So many people are caught up in the deception as they become lovers of themselves and of the gold of this world. The laws of God are disregarded by those who have given in to lies, and darkness swallows the truth." Each of these examples uses a kind of poetic language, but none are intended merely for the sake of poetic illustration. They reflect a powerful description of an often frightful truth. In those awful hours on Good Friday, darkness swallowed the light of day. Torturous evil and death appeared to swallow up the greatest hope of mankind. Imagine the depth of darkness that physically gripped those who stood at the foot of the cross. Those who were not jeering and killing, but those whose grief was crushing and unbearable at the sight of their beaten, broken Lord, where death had swallowed up hope and only darkness remained. And in such darkness, we have waited, in a very real sense, since our own annual commemoration of that event a few days ago. In darkness, we left here with a bare altar, an altar stripped of all the symbols of celebration, a black drape upon the cross, a symbol of such darkness and death. In darkness that night, we faced our sin, and we mourned his death. In darkness, we made our way here this morning, a faithful tradition honoring those women whom John describes came to the tomb early while it was still dark. And what do we find here? Here we find the black drape, the symbol of death, is gone, and it is replaced by a white drape, a drape of hope and new life. Here We are immediately met by the uplifting aroma and the glorious color of new life that is absolutely unmistakable. Here, we proclaim this Easter dawn, that glorious truth that Christ is risen, alleluia. He is risen indeed, alleluia. Those who came in the darkness of night, in the darkness of grief, came to the tomb and found it empty. Even in their initial bewilderment, as John describes, they soon would discover the greatest reversal in the course of human history. It had been accomplished literally while they slept, no doubt in fitful sadness. Suddenly, the dawn had come. The stone was gone and everything was changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, is how Paul describes that change that will come on the very last day of this earth. How true that must have been on the very first day of new life, on the day of resurrection, on the day when the tomb was empty. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, in an instant, victory had come. Now, today, here, with St. Paul, we declare death has been swallowed up in victory, and everything is changed. Reversed, turned on its head from what once appeared to be dreadfully true because and only because Christ is risen, alleluia. He is risen indeed, alleluia. And so now, with St. Paul, we join in mocking the power that once appeared to hold us captive, affirming the ancient prophecies of Isaiah and Hosea, who were first to declare that death is swallowed up in victory, O death. Where is your victory, O death? Where is your sting? In answer, Paul declares victory. Victory as the gift of God through our risen Lord Jesus Christ. And not only is death defeated, but all that assails us in this life has been reversed in this Easter dawn miracle. Darkness, that personified threat against our well-being, is swallowed up in light. The light that first shone into the empty tomb, swallowed up by the very light of life, the one who emerges from the tomb, the light no darkness can ever overcome again. Evil, that scourge wielded by the prince of darkness, appeared to have won once and for all on that Friday on Golgotha, and yet evil itself is swallowed up in the perfect sacrifice of the Christ. The dominion of evil defeated once and for all by the dominion of holiness that we saw in Jesus himself. Sin, your sin and mine, the very cause of our death and separation from God, is now swallowed up in victory and sacrifice. We broke God's law, to be sure. We deserve the consequence of walking away from the one who gave us life itself. And yet, by Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, our sin is overcome by his righteousness. Again, we proclaim with St. Paul, thanks be to God who gives us the victory in our Lord Jesus Christ. fear. Fear is swallowed up in assurance and peace that is ours. The age-old questions that trouble the soul. Could God love even me? Can I be forgiven after what I've done? Can I be sure of what comes next? All such burdensome questions that drape fear over our lives are answered at the empty tomb. Jesus' resurrection is the assurance that, in fact, one man died for sinners and was raised again to newness of life. Fear not, Jesus said, for I have overcome the world. And he also said to his disciples, as he says to us, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. And on this day of celebration, grief is swallowed up in joy. Those who came to the tomb, they came in grief. Grief we could hardly imagine. But could there be a greater source of absolute joy than seeing their risen Lord for the first time? It was not a story they had heard. It was not handed down to them from generation to generation. It was not the subject of Sunday school books, of Easter songs. It was the first time ever that they had seen the risen Lord, and grief, their grief, was swallowed up by an incomprehensible joy. Our own beloved Pat Hoffman was called to her eternal rest last week. Her funeral on Thursday afternoon was a kind of prelude to our Holy Week observances. And her children, even through tears of grief, spoke and laughed of the joy they know she experiences in the presence of our Lord, and which they too experience in their shared faith and hope in Christ. I greeted George, her son, just before the funeral began, and he just said, "Easter? What could be better?" That's what it's all about, for her and for us. Amen, George. Amen. All that assails us in this world, truly swallowed up in all that Christ accomplished for us on that cross and all that God delivered to us in the resurrection on that very first Easter morning. When Paul so confidently quoted the prophets, "Death is swallowed up in victory," he was still very much in the world. He was walking the road of faithful gospel proclamation, enduring the extremes of persecution that were forced upon his own body. He was suffering. And yet he was looking ahead to the final fulfillment of God's promises in Christ. And so do we. Easter day, Easter joy, does not render our lives free of death, darkness, evil, sin, fear, or grief. They are and shall remain a part of this burdened journey in a broken world. But today, hear this again. Let us cling to and celebrate this, the promise, the assurance that none of those burdens shall remain. Psalm 30 declares, "Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. This day, this is the morning of our great rejoicing, the morning we are assured that all that assails us is indeed swallowed up in all that God has done in Christ. For Christ is risen, alleluia. He is risen indeed, alleluia. Amen. May the peace, the joy, the hope, the assurance, the love of God that is yours in Christ Jesus be your great joy today and always. Amen.